Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
Hey, the Shade Room reports that Tory Lanez allegedly swung on Love & Hip Hop star Miami star Prince at a Miami club. The guy from Love & Hip Hop Miami, the Prince guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
There's footage going around where you can see Tory Lanez swinging at him in Club Live.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you know what's crazy? Prince probably booked him.
Yep.
Prince is crazy, though.
That's
crazy. He's been in the scuffle a few times. This time it happened to be at Live Miami, where he booked a show. Yeah, it was
him and Bobby are always fighting. Him and Bobby Lights.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So
they're
crazy.
Always fighting.
They're always fighting.
Pow, pow, pow. You can check the footage out.
Oh, Lord. So Travis Scott and Kylie are doing really well with co-parenting following reports a few weeks back that they were taking a break. But he had his second annual AstroWorld Fest this Saturday in Houston. And along with hosting the event, he also headlined the festival, performing for like 50,000 people that were there. And he took out a little bit of time to thank people who helped him get there. Among those people, his baby mama and their daughter. Even though the two supposedly broke up back in October, it's not too surprising that Kylie would bring Stormy to the festival anyway to supervise as she supports her dad. The unexpected part came when Travis referred to what fans thought was his ex-girlfriend as my beautiful wife. So earlier in the day, Travis also posted a pic to his Instagram story that further fueled these rumors of reconciliation. The Houston native posted a photo of AstroWorld flowers that were sent to him, writing on the post, "Love you that I really do," along with a heart and butterfly emoji. And of course, fans are assuming Kylie was the one to send those to him. So, wow. So maybe back. So Drake out, booed and out.
Right, I hope crazy. She stays with Travis.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Natasha from New Haven. She's going to the Commission Tour. Thanks for grabbing those for me, Stevie. And T.I. and his daughter. While the internet, you know, still going at T.I. for the whole situation about her virginity and whatnot, Deja, she seems to be trying to have a good time with her friends, one of them being Lil Wayne's daughter, Reginae Carter. And there's a video on her Instagram, Lil Wayne's daughter's Instagram, and, you know, they're dancing, trying to have a good time, and you can see Deja, like, she creeps into the video, and she was about to start dancing, but then she seen the camera was on and was like, wait, what's this, and then she got camera shy and left the camera frame.
Yeah, so, too much attention probably
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, she probably just does not. Poor girl.
I know.
She probably is feeling so embarrassed.
Yeah, probably.
So, you know that Erica Mena has a child with Raul, which I think is Fat Joe's brother. Don't call him. I think it is. Wow. She posts her conversation with Raul and saying that she was not, I mean, Raul's son, which is her son, that she is not going to vaccinate her baby.
Good for her.
But he's not agreeing with it. Her son is not agreeing with it. Like, he's really, like, arguing with her. Like, she feels, she's like, I'm sorry. I want my kid to last longer. So, it's so funny. These kids nowadays, like, at that age, at 11 years old, I wasn't worried about no shots.
No. Well, I didn't like getting them, but I didn't want, you know.
I was at 11 years old trying to turn up.
Yeah, there you go.
Middle school dance.
And that is the ish you missed.